Joe Biden marks 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade by promising to fight for right to kill the unborn. By Katherine Hamilton on January 22, 2024. Self-professed Catholic President Joe Biden marked the 51st anniversary of the Supreme Court's now-defunct 1973 Roe v. Wade decision by pledging to fight for the supposed right to kill unborn babies by abortion. In a statement released on Monday, Biden took the opportunity to mourn the Supreme Court's 2022 Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe's invention of the constitutional right to abortion and sent the issue back to individual states. He also painted Republicans as dangerous and extreme for passing laws banning or restricting abortions and accused them of putting lives at risk. 51 years ago today, the Supreme Court recognized a woman's constitutional right to make deeply personal decisions with her doctor, free from the interference of politicians. Then, a year and a half ago, the court made the extreme decision to overturn Roe and take away a constitutional right. As a result, tens of millions of women now live in states with extreme and dangerous abortion bans. Because of Republican elected officials, women's health and lives are at risk, Biden claimed, not acknowledging the tens of millions of unborn lives lost to abortion. In states across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms, forced to go to court to seek permission for the medical attention they need, and made to travel hundreds of miles for health care. Biden continued, pointing to pro-life losses since Dobbs via abortion-related ballot measures in states like Ohio and Michigan as evidence that Americans overwhelmingly demand the right to kill the unborn. Activists in several other states are notably working to put abortion amendments on the ballot in 2024 after a string of state-level pro-abortion victories. Even as Americans, from Ohio to Kentucky to Michigan to Kansas to California, have resoundingly rejected attempts to limit reproductive freedom, Republican elected officials continue to push for a national ban and devastating new restrictions across the country, he said. On this day and every day, Vice President Harris and I are fighting to protect women's reproductive freedom against Republican officials' dangerous, extreme, and out-of-touch agenda, he added. We stand with the vast majority of Americans who support a woman's right to choose and continue to call on Congress to restore the protections of Roe and federal law once and for all. The Biden administration is arguably the most pro-abortion presidential administration in American history, working through executive orders, rulemaking and guidance from unelected government bureaucrats, and various legal challenges to install its abortion on-demand agenda around the country and the world. Biden's campaign has said restoring Roe v. Wade would be Biden's day one, number one priority if elected for a second term. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.